live from the spaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Back in, sir. Inside Fiserv Forum, the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. Rob Ogle alongside Ian Perrin. And Ian, probably hard to understate the importance of that goal for the Badgers and getting on the board here and cutting that deficit in half before that third period as they now trail it 2-1.
It was like a tale of two cities. When you look at the entire second period, you had a five-minute major, you had a five-on-three power play goal, you had a four-on-four goal by the Badgers. You had everything going for you as everything... If I was a college hockey fan or just a hockey fan, and this was one of my first games to come to, I'd be in a situation right now where, at least from my perspective, I've seen a little bit of everything.
That's true.
See some big hits. I've seen some dirty hits, I guess if you want to call it that. I've seen some great stick handling maneuvers. I've seen some good three-on-twos. I've seen good power plays. Both times we've had good power play opportunities, both for both teams. Just a perspective of, as a college hockey fan, the excitement, you can pretty much cut it with a knife. It's so intense in here right now. And as you can tell by all the jawing after the whistles,
yeah,
there's where the intensity factor, you know that Wisconsin and Clarkson don't like each other.
That's what I was just going to say. You can tell they have each other's attention. You don't see that very often in non-conference series where there's that much chippiness and seemingly bad blood. But as we've talked about during this broadcast, this is the third time these teams have met in the last 2 years. And, oh, by the way, there is a title at stake. And both of these teams would like to skate off with that trophy and get the free Glazers after the game from Quick Trip and be able to celebrate the rest of the holidays knowing that they won this second annual event.
Well, as we look at the official stats, I think we were both wrong. We realized that Cruz Lucius's goal was a shorthanded goal. The penalty had just expired, and the Badgers were down 4-on-5 at that point in time. So that year again, that's a great goal to get.
Badgers trailing Clarkson 2-1. We'll go through all the stats and get you ready for period number 3 when we return here to the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off Championship game at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
Hurry into Menards, your plumbing headquarters. Complete your kitchen and bathroom update with quality faucets from Delta. Delta has been America's faucet innovation leader for over 60 years, creating groundbreaking products in both design and function. Delta faucets add the perfect accent to your kitchen or bathroom and match your sense of style. Get yours today and save big money on Delta faucets right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Badgers trailing Clarkson by the score of 2-1 after two periods of play here in the championship game, the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. We owe our stations all across the Badger Radio Network a legal ID. 10 seconds for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Rob Vogel back inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. I'd love to throw it over to Ian Perrin, but he's busy with FlexCam right now here. It's not a pretty sight as Ian's flexing the guns here. Up in the press
I'm
box.
Just praying that they get the camera over here pretty soon.
He's enjoying the show and wants to be part of the show. Let's take a look at the stats through 40 minutes of action. Clarkson led it 1-0 entering period number two. And then it was Anthony Romano with his fourth goal of the year. The assists go to Beck and Martino that made it 2-0. A power play tally at the 6:32 mark. And then as Ian was pointing out, Cruz Lucius gets what's technically a shorthanded goal. His eighth of the season, the lone assist goes to Brock Caulfield. That made it 2-1 at the 16:34 mark and is where we stand right now. Clarkson had 11 shots in that second period for a two-period total of 18. Badgers with 9 for a two-period total of 20. Badgers over 3 on the power play with just one shot on goal. Clarkson 1-for-4 with 7 shots, but Ian, another big part of that, though, is the Badgers getting that penalty kill 4 minutes worth.
Correct.
They did give up a 5-on-3 power play goal, but they killed off 4 minutes of that major where it could have gotten much worse.
It was in a situation where, and every coach will tell you this, every player will tell you this, killing off a major penalty is a big motivation booster. Having them score more than one goal against you, it's a big motivation downer. And so you get into a situation where it is positive, and I don't think that Clarkson really had much sustained pressure during that 4 minutes of power play. As a matter of fact, it was the first time that I've seen the Badgers be so aggressive and in their defensive zone and in the offensive zone, and I think it kind of caught Clarkson by surprise.
Jared Moe with 16 saves for the Badgers through two periods. Ethan Hyder, 19 for Clarkson. Clarkson on top of the Badgers, 2-1. Period number three coming your way next from the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost of that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, under overcast skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 27. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 14. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Teams have returned to the ice as we get ready for period number three. Badgers will need to reverse a trend from this season. They are 1-9 so far this year when they trail after two periods of play, as they do here tonight. Clarkson on top, 2-1 as we get ready to start the third period. Brock Caulfield will take the draw for the Badgers. And he pulls it over to DeSaint Fall. Vorlicki helps along the puck by backhanding it into the offensive zone, and the Badgers go to work here to start the third period. Alex Campbell swats at it on the near side, can't get it out. Lucius tries a centering pass, that's denied. Kuhlman's pinching in, he's got control of it. Sharp angle, throws it right through the slot. Vorlicki along the far boards, puts on the brake, stops, reverses direction, looking for some help. He'll slide it down low to Cruz Lucius. Try to play it to the right point for Kuhlman's, who wasn't there. And it'll bounce out to center ice, where Vorlicki gives it off to Kuhlman's. Gets around one check, brings it in the offensive zone. From the top of the circle, he lets a wrist shot go. That deflects off a body and goes harmlessly to the far side. Lindmark just off the bench, a centering pass that's picked up, and Clarkson able to clear the zone. Kuhlman's comes back in the defensive position. Nice job there to win a battle, get the puck away. A cross-ice pass for Lucius goes over his stick and all the way down the ice for the icing call on our first stoppage here of the third period.
Yeah, now it's 54 seconds of pure offensive pressure by Corson Kuhlman's, and now he's forced to stay out on the ice in a defensive mode because of the face-off being called, the icing being called in the face-off deep in the Badger zone.
Badgers trying to get their 10th tournament title in the city of Milwaukee in 16 tries. They won 8 of the first 14 at the Bradley Center. The Badgers showed up. Of course, they won a national championship here as well, and then won the inaugural Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff last year. Trying to make it 2 in a row. Banta will chip it out to center ice. Lindmark following up, gets it in over the line, but only momentarily. But it's wristed right back in by Dexheimer. Badgers have to touch up to get onside, and they do just that. Trailing 2-1 against Clarkson here in the third period, early action of the championship game. Clarkson brings it into the offensive zone. Goslin will steer it around the boards at the point. Noah Beck tries to pinch in to keep it in, does so. It's taken over by Strestrup, who brings it to the middle. He gives it off to Martino, looking for an opening, top of the near circle, slides it cross ice, has a man, a wrist shot right on. Moe makes the save, turning away Jordan Power, who from the top of the far circle was able to step into a wrist shot.
Boy, that's a pre-planned play, because when the both Lindmark and Gorniak came out to this side of the ice, or our side of the ice, The offside winger, who was on his forehand, it's just like a parting of the seas, and he had a wide open shot.
So the faceoff to the left of Jared Moe in the Badgers zone. It'll squirt back to the point. Clarkson controls and keeps it in. McFall plays it off the boards. Gets in tied up into the skate. Power, and the Badgers able to work it out to center ice. Controlled by the Golden Knights' Ryan Richardson, who gets it into the Badger zone. Moe is there to help it along the boards to the near side. Callen will play it back towards the point. Held at the line by Power. He gets it in to Callen. Callen, the captain. And Middleton Nada playing in front of his home fans. Steers it back to the point, and a long shot from the far blue line right in on Moe off the stick of McFall. And Moe will cover up to take another faceoff in their zone. 17:47 to go in the third. Anthony Callen, who's I mentioned from Middleton and back for his fifth season for the Golden Knights of Clarkson. He's won 2 years in a row the Fran Narijan Award, which goes to the Golden Knight player who displays unselfish play and sportsmanship both on and off the ice. Badgers win the draw. They get it into the offensive zone. Erdahl dumps it deep as he's checked to the wall. Scooped up by Bargerholtz, who plays it to the near side. Eric Bargerholtz from Appleton, Wisconsin, graduate of Janesville Craig High School. From the blue line, Kulemets throws it towards the net. Save his man. Stang is there on the rebound. He's denied. Borlicki has control of it now. Looked like Stang had a wide open net on the rebound. Not sure if he got everything onto the rebound shot he wanted to, but it's played down to Moe at the other end of the ice, who has to cover up with a Clarkson forechecker, Chris Clack, coming right on top of him.
I think Stang's got Kulemans disease. That's like the third open net shot that he's had, and the goaltenders made a great save on it. We saw Corson Kulemans go through that drought.
While looking at the replay of it, Hader made the initial shot on the Kulemans attempt from the blue line, never saw it, and just happened to hit his right pad. As Mo makes a save here, wraparound attempt is denied off the stick of Alex Campbell. And then the rebound, Stang put it right back into Hyder, who was sprawled out on the ice. So those are two saves there where he just happened to be right place, right time. Sometimes it's like just saying, just let the puck hit you. You don't have to go find it. It'll hit you.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
I've heard that one, too. In fact, more often than not, it's set at me, which I don't really like. Played out to center ice by the Golden Knights. Picked off by Dexheimer just at his blue line. He'll gain the center ice line and backhand it towards the offensive zone. Instead, it goes into the Clarkson bench. And so a stoppage here with 16:38 to go in the third. Clarkson on top, 2-1.
Kind of a tic-tac-toe match here for the first 4 minutes, or 3.5 minutes, I guess. No team willing to take any major chances. A lot of dump in and go get it type philosophy.
Owen Lindmark to take the draw for the Badgers. Pulls it to the near side where Gorniak will backhand it deep into the offensive zone. Stopped by Hyder behind his net. It's played past Gorniak to the blue line. They get it out of the zone over the stick of Kerr. Jugnauth will backhand it, can't get it out of the zone. The Golden Knights have to touch up on the delay offside call. Lindmark allowed to bring it out of his own zone. Loses control of it, does a little spinorama, regains it, and then wrists it into the offensive zone where it's scooped up by Jordan Power. He'll play it ahead, and the Golden Knights get it out to center ice. Good work on the back check. Has the puck then chopped at and played up into the stands, bringing a stoppage. Hey, Badger fans, you can get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
I like the fact that in the neutral zone, Clarkson will go for the man and go for the long pass, and the Badgers are able to catch up to it.
Here comes Cruz Lucius in over the line, puts on the brakes, loses control of the puck, which comes back out to center ice. Badgers dump it in, touch up to get onside. See if that chippiness we saw at the end of period number two extends here into the third. So far, not much, as it's gone up and down action. Dumped in by Trey Taylor for the Golden Knights. Badgers trying to clear. It goes over the stick of Cruz Lucius, but does get its way out to center ice. Noah Beck will play it cross ice and then get a return pass from his fellow blue liner, Trey Taylor. Beck has to peel away from Cruz Lucius, take it back behind his own net and swing it out the far side. Lucius harassing him from behind and then maybe just a little too much.
Yep.
He's going to get called for a hook.
Couldn't catch up to him. Was one stride behind him. Once the stick gets up into the hands, that's when you're in big trouble.
So the Badgers, needing some momentum and needing an equalizing goal, instead will have to kill off a Golden Knights power play as Cruz Lucius gets the gate.
Yeah, you'll notice on the replay, you can see that Cruz Lucius gets his stick up into the hands and ends up separating the man's hand from his stick, the opposition's hand from his stick. That's pretty much a no-brainer.
So the Golden Knights power play, which is 1-for-4 on the evening with 7 shots on goal, that power play goal coming from Anthony Romano that made it 2-0 at the time, now goes back on the attack. The Badgers win the initial faceoff here and clear it all the way down the ice to get some early relief. Hyder will have to play it along the near boards. Lindmark picks it off. Lindmark takes it below the goal line. He's checked up against the wall. He was looking to try to get it back to Malmquist as the cage was open momentarily. Golden Knights bring it in the offensive zone as they set up the power play. Rings around the boards off the stick of Matthew Gosselin. Ooh. Comes back to the point. Malmquist had it knocked down out of the air. Gosselin plays it deep, however. Lotch gets to it. Can he get it out? It bounces at the line and then just over the stick of Noah Beck. Malmquist knocks Beck down to the ice. Good aggressive work there on the blue line. Fans, I think, wanting a penalty call as Malmquist collides there with Beck. Not sure who initiated who there on that one. Dominic Mersch, aggressive on the attack, trying to kill this one off in the Golden Knights zone. Jordan Power has to peel away from Mersch. Will stop behind his own net. Mersch circling right out front. Finally, the Golden Knights get it out of their zone. Trey Taylor will play it ahead as the Golden Knights get it in. Off the skate, however, of Callen, who couldn't control it, comes behind the net. Kuhlemans will play it around the boards and plays it hard enough to get it past Trey Taylor and all the way down to Hyder at the other end.
Done a good job in this first minute and 10 seconds.
The hooking call to Cruz Lucius. Now 45 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Callen at the blue line for Clarkson. Will dump it in. Moe stops it. Plays it high off the glass and just a little too high as it goes off the netting. And so a faceoff inside the Badger zone with 37 seconds now in the hooking call to Lucius.
Right idea. Jared Moe, the Badger goaltender, is one of the best puck handling and shooting goaltenders that we've seen in Big Ten play, at least.
Badger penalty kill unit was perfect last night, 4-for-4, 3-for-4 so far tonight. Trying to see if they can get a fourth kill here, an important one, trailing by a goal. Lindmark wins the draw. That allows the Badgers' Lotch to send it all the way down the ice. Hyder has it in his skates, spun around, couldn't locate the puck. Finally was able to get it to a teammate, and now they can break it out of their own zone. Ryan Taylor has it swooping in front of his own netminder as they bring it out to center ice. Jordan Power plays it ahead to Taylor in over the line. It goes back behind the net. Lotch is the first one to it. Slaps it off the boards but couldn't get it out of the zone as it was held by Ryan Taylor. Kuhlemans plays it off the near boards to Lindmark, who helps it along. It'll go all the way down the ice to Hyder, who stops it at the other end behind his own net. Hooking call to Lucius is over. He's back out on the ice. Badgers back at full strength, still trailing by just one goal at 2-1. At center ice, Kuhlemans will dump it back in. See if they can pick up some momentum now after that important kill. Kuhlemans at the line, has it hop over a stick. It'll go back to the Badger zone. Vorlicki has to help out. Takes one long swat at it. It comes into Vorlicki's chest. He slips down to the ice, but controlled by DeSaint Fowle, who'll bring it to the blue line. And out of the zone. At center ice, though, he has it knocked off his stick. Right through the middle, Noah Beck with a long pass. It bounces off a blade, and Vorlicki will get it behind his own net. He's bounced up against the wall. That causes a turnover. Puck hops up high into the air in front of the Badger net. Kuhlemans on his backhand side will play it off the far boards. The DeSaint Fowle penalty call coming here. I believe this one coming on the Golden Knights, and back behind the action. Kuhlemans, I believe, is still down as he's getting up right in front of the quick trip sign where the teams exit and enter the ice. Behind the net, Cruz Lucius just had the puck. He was waiting to make a change, waiting to do something, then had it taken right off a stick, and he was tripped down to the ice. That's why the additional boos you hear here on the turnover, but luckily for the Badgers, when Chris Clack touched it, the whistle blew, and the Badgers will go on the power play.
Yes, they will, and it'll be an all-important faceoff. I'm not sure if they might call two penalties.
Yeah, Cruz Lucius failed on his clear attempt, and Chris Clack is going to the penalty box. They're reviewing it, they said, for a major call, but you're right. Cruz Lucius definitely got tripped on that play.
Well, Clack is in the penalty box for the first infraction, I think. And whether it's going to be determined to be a five-minute major or just a two-minute minor, the officials will make the final determination. And the Badgers could enjoy a power play of extended length.
Yeah, looking at the replay, I don't think it is. Let's see if I can go two for two in predictions. He got him up high in the back in the shoulder area, but he did not get him in the head. Yep, indeed, they do call a two-minute penalty for the elbow. And in Dominic Mersch, in getting the explanation, the Badgers captain pointed and said, what about over here in the corner? And I'm pretty sure he's referring to the trip.
Correct.
On Cruz Lucius that then brought the whistle. So an important quartz power play for the Badgers, trailing it 2-1 with 12:28 to go in the third period in this championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff.
Well, this is all important. There's still 12:28. There's lots of time left on the play, but boy, talk about a momentum shift. Kill off a penalty and then get a power play. If you're successful on this power play, the big M, the momentum has shifted to the Badger side.
Badgers head coach Tony Granato pleading his case over at the bench, and he is definitely pointing to that corner where Cruz Lucius got tripped, saying, why didn't you call that one? So here goes the power play for the Badgers, looking to capitalize for the first time on the man advantage. 0 for 3 so far tonight, only putting one shot on goal so far. And the Golden Knights win the draw, and Noah Beck will send it all the way down the ice, back to the Badger end, stopped by Jared Moe behind his own cage. Gives it off to Kuhlemans, who's no worse for the wear after taking that hit from behind up high. Kuhlemans in over the line, right down the middle, has it dangling off his stick, but then loses control of it at the last second before he can get a shot or a pass off, and the Golden Knights clear the zone.
Well, he did the right thing. That was, everybody's expecting the drop pass, and he never got it. So he just took it all the way to the net.
Bantle plays it back inside the offensive zone, off the wall, couldn't get it to its intended target. Kuhlemans couldn't find it. It's sent all the way down the ice, and there's only one player down there other than Jared Moe, and that was the forechecker of Eric Bergerholtz, the penalty killer for Clarkson. Luckily, Moe plays it now to Cruz Lucius, who brings in the offensive zone. Lucius absorbs a hip check, loses control of the puck, but Bantle is there to take over. Steers it down low, but it's lifted high into the air by Clarkson. Nothing brewing here for the Badgers as they get it clear all the way down to Jared Moe at the other end.
A little too selfish coming into the zone, both Cruz Lucius and Kuhlemans.
No highlight reel play necessary right now. Get gritty, get in there, get it in the zone for starters, and get set up. Here's Jugnauth through the neutral zone. Hands it off to Erdahl just inside the line. Back to Kuhlemans. Gives it to Erdahl. Pressure right on top of him as he plays it down low to staying below the goal line. He's checked up against the wall. Erdahl along the near boards, as well as Gorniak on this second power play unit out there for the Badgers. It comes to Dexheimer at the blue line, who can only stop it with his skate at center ice. Dexheimer back inside his own zone. Penalty has just 20 seconds remaining in the man advantage. The Badgers have to regroup at center ice and can't get anything going on this man advantage right now. Trailing it 2-1 here as we reach the midway point of the third period. Jugnauth gets it in, gets it deep to Erdahl. Erdahl with a wraparound attempt, stuffing once, twice is denied. Puck was loose in the blue paint and cleared to the near side and finally all the way down the ice by the Golden Knights.
The only good scoring opportunity they had.
First shot was denied. Second one he had an attempt, and then you could see it come loose off the pad on the rebound, coming back out through the paint. Badgers dump it in. Teams are back at full strength as Clarkson has killed this one off, staying in the offensive zone. Backhand pass to Kerr from the blue line. His shot is blocked, but Kerr follows up to keep it in the zone. It'll go around the boards to the far side. Lotch pinching in, lets the puck go as it gets to Gorniak. Tries to hand it off to Stang. Instead, he turns it over, but Gorniak hustles back to disrupt the flow. Right on top of it, though, however, was Noah Beck, who gets a scoring opportunity. Gets the puck over to Alex Campbell, who is denied by Moe. Badgers with some trouble in their own zone here and almost faced a big one. Trailing a 2-1. Badgers with numbers. Mersch the other way. Drags it from his backhand to his forehand, trying to get around a check. Loses control of the puck. And finally, it's scooped up by Jordan Power, who gets it out to center ice for the Golden Knights. Kerr inside his own blue line. Plays it out to center. Here's Mersch. He's got a man with him. That's Newton. Mersch with a shot right on into the midsection of Ethan Hyder, who hangs on and leaves no rebound for Robbie Newton, who is swooping in looking for some loose change. 9:30 to go in the third period to play. Clarkson on top of the Badgers 2-1. We'll get a timeout. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Minutes 30 seconds left of regulation play here in the championship game of the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. The Badgers trailing Clarkson by the score of 2-1. Could have been worse moments ago, but Jared Moe came up with a couple of big saves for the Badgers. Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth here at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. It's been a good one and an exciting final minutes of this contest. Comes our way now as Lindmark wins the draw, pulls it to Kuhlemans along the near board, centering pass up front, bouncing around. Gornack trying to jab it loose out of the traffic in front. And finally, it's lifted off the glass and out to center ice. Bantle will wrist it right back in for the Badgers. Around the boards it goes as they touch up to get onside. Played to center ice and knocked down out of the air. I'm sure Kuhlemans took a squat at it.
Well, no, Bantle hit it first.
Yeah.
Bantle hit it first at about 12 feet.
I was going to say, I'm not sure if it hit the scoreboard or Bantle as he's reaching up, because it's about at the same level when he gets that long reach going up high.
And as a result, Kuhlemans was the second person to touch it. So you get into a situation where a Badger player touched it after a high stick. Had Clarkson touched it after the high stick, it would have been null and void, but we'll bring the faceoff down to the Badger zone, and Owen Lindmark will win another one.
Lotch trying to clear, deny the first attempt, but is able to do so on the second. Bantle gets it into the offensive zone. He's got men up front, but can't get control of the puck. Lotch has it, however. Lotch now, top of the circle, to Bantle, high slot. His shot is deflected and goes wide of the cage. Gorniak bumps his man. Puck comes to the blue line. Can't be held there by Dexheimer. He'll slide it across for Lotch just inside his own blue line. Nice pass finds Bantle at the offensive line. Bantle on his backhand, cuts towards the middle. Head of man, it's Lindmark with a one-timer, and that goes around the boards to the near side. At the point, it's Dexheimer. A wrist shot through traffic is bouncing around. Bodies are up front trying to take away the vision from Hyder, but nobody can get their stick on it. Bantle now behind the net, looking to try to spin around and get it to his forehand side. Couldn't do so. Finally, the Golden Knights play it to the line and off the stick of Lindmark and back into the Badger zone. Back on the attack come the Golden Knights. A backhander that's lifted just wide by Bargholtz. Gorniak collects it for the Badgers. He'll play it right out front in the slot to Dexheimer. And Ben, the freshman defenseman, lifts it end over end all the way down into the Golden Knights zone. DeSaint Fall is there in the forecheck, putting some pressure on. But finally, Clarkson gets it out to center ice. Teams are both in the middle of line changes. An icing call here as Vorlicki goes back to touch it up on the Golden Knights. So with 7:57 to go in the third, back to the offensive zone go the Badgers here for a faceoff.
An important faceoff, too. As time ticks down with 7:57 left, as you mentioned, each faceoff in the offensive zone is a scoring opportunity. Each offensive zone faceoff for Clarkson is their scoring opportunity.
An area that the Badgers have been so good at this year, faceoffs. Actually, Clarkson holds the edge tonight at 24-20. This time, the Badgers control it. DeSaint Fall from a sharp angle throws it off the side of the net, bounces high into the air into the slot. Everybody looking for it, waiting for it. He could have done a fair catch on that one. Finally, Vorlicki will have to play it at center ice right in front of the Clarkson bench. DeSaint Fall throws a check that dislodges the puck loose, and the Badgers create a turnover. Here comes Vorlicki through center ice into the offensive zone. The defenseman takes it wide below the goal line, behind the net, all the way to the far side. Leaves a backhand pass for Caulfield. Caulfield from a sharp angle throws it all the way through the slot. It'll come back to the point to Vorlicki. Finds Caulfield on the back door to one-timer, and Hyder was right there with a pad tight to the post to deny. Clarkson clears the zone all the way down the ice. An icing call there. Oh, and that was dangerous, as going hard trying to deny it was Ryan Richardson, and he tripped up as he was tied up with Mike Vorlicki and crashed feet first into the boards.
Vorlicki's looking like, I never touched the guy.
Vorlicki wasn't needing to go back too fast. He thought the icing call was already coming. It was Richardson who was the bowling ball crashing in there from behind, and indeed Vorlicki did nothing there to help send Richardson into the wall.
There is no more helpless feeling than when you don't have your feet on the ice.
That's a scary feeling indeed. Moment ago, Brock Caulfield with a quality chance for the Badgers was turned away on a nice one-timer. Clarkson controls off the faceoff, lifts it all the way back into the Badger zone, whereas Dexheimer goes to get it. Another icing call on the Golden Knights. 7:05 remaining in the third. Badgers trailing it 2-1. They were down 2-0 in the second period until Cruz Lucius, late in that second at the 16:34 mark, got a shorthanded goal to get the Badgers on the board.
they've had some pretty good offensive pressure here the last 4 or 5 minutes. And you'll see that the amount of icings will increase for Clarkson because they're just going to avoid pressure by sticking it down the ice. We'll take another faceoff if we have to. That's their theory.
We saw in this event last year the Badgers coughed up a two-goal lead and erased a two-goal deficit in both of these games, trying to erase one here tonight as well at center ice. Players digging for it just inside the Badger line. Nice play by Lotch to get it ahead to De St. Paul. In over the line. Matthew with a wrist shot right on. And Hyder makes a glove save, scooping that one up as De St. Paul had a head of steam and got a lot on that wrist shot.
You know, after the play, you just saw Daniel Lotch's stick. The Clarkson player, and Lotch was trying to follow up on the play, looks to see where both referees are and then just slams his stick and takes it right out of Daniel Lotch's hands.
That wrist shot a moment ago by De St. Paul. He used the defenseman Trey Taylor as a screen and put the wrist shot right between his legs. Hyder was lucky to find that one and make the save. Gorniak off the faceoff tries a centering pass. That's denied. It'll go back below the goal line. Gorniak following up on the forecheck. It's lifted off the glass by the Golden Knights and all the way back to the Badger zone. Kerr hustling after it. He's got Campbell who picks his pocket from behind. Campbell with a backhander, but it's off the side of the cage. Alex Campbell with great work to take it away from Anthony Kerr. And luckily for the Badgers, he was just a little wide and put it off the side of the net by the time he could get the shot off. Kerr now in his own zone, trying to play it once, and then a second time does get it out to center ice, where the Golden Knights take over control just inside their own line. McFall with it. He'll play it back deeper to Beck. Noah Beck looking, long pass through the middle, is deflected by Ryan Taylor deep into the Badgers zone as Clarkson heads for a change. Now 5:55 to go in the third. Badgers trailing Clarkson 2-1. At their own line, Kuhlemans has it for the Badgers. Plays it over to Vorlicki in front of the team's bench. Vorlicki at center ice will wrist it in deep. Around the boards it goes. The Golden Knights play it to the line. Kuhlemans can't keep it in. And back comes Clarkson on the attack. In over the line. Martino with a wrist shot that goes well wide of the net. Along the near side, Kuhlemans pins Martino up against the boards. Badgers trying to get it out. It comes to Malmquist along the near wall, hops over his stick, and Clarkson able to control. A long blast from the point by Beck is turned aside by the bodies in front. It'll work its way back to the back to Beck just inside the line. His quick wrist shot hits Gorniak. The Badgers able to clear as Kuhlemans lifts it high into the air with the backhander. Back into the Clarkson zone. Almost a near turnover to Malmquist. There is a turnover at center ice, and Malmquist has it now. Has to wait just a second as Mersch gets back on side, so he'll wrist it in deep, and then Malmquist heads off on a change. 4:55 to go in the third. 2-1 Clarkson on top. De St. Paul on the far side in front of the team's benches. Loses control of it. The Badgers regain it, however. Now Mersch plays it deeper in his own zone to Dexheimer. Lotch scoops it up. Lotch brings it out to center ice. Over the Holiday faceoff logo, the Badgers dump it in. Hyder gets a piece of it to stop it behind the net. De St. Paul hustling after it on the forecheck. Gets it over to Stang. Stang trying to get it to his forehand. Can't. He's tied up. And the Golden Knights able to lift it to center ice. And all the way down the ice it goes. Back into the Badger end. Another icing call on the Clarkson Golden Knights. 4:24 in the third. 2-1 our score.
As I told you before, I think that we're going to see a lot more icing calls and a lot more puck shot out of play calls just because of the fact that when Clarkson's under pressure and they have nothing to do with it, they're told, get it down the ice, get it out of the zone. We'll start fresh with a faceoff.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. Timeout here by the Badgers, or by Clarkson, excuse me, to try to give their guys an extra breath. So we'll take one as well. 2-1 our score with 4:24 to go in the third. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Hurry
into Menards, your plumbing headquarters. Put the finishing touches on your kitchen or bathroom with our great selection of Moen faucets. Moen creates products designed to connect people with water in revolutionary ways for any room of your home. We have the faucet that fits your personality and unique taste for the hardest working rooms in your house. Right now, save big money on Moen faucets at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. They trail Clarkson 2-1 with 4:24 to go in this championship game with a quick trip holiday faceoff, a title at stake. Puck is dropped, bounces around, and goes through the slot. Finally controlled by Chris Clack, who takes it behind the net. Cruz Lucius gets it. A backhander from the far boards goes right through the slot to the near side. And the Golden Knights able to get it out to center ice. De St. Paul with it. Brings it back into his own zone. Slides it over to Vorlicky. Vorlicky to Kuhlemans along the near side. And then he'll bring it up towards the middle. Throw a long lead pass to Caulfield. That's deflected up into the stands.
And some gentleman with a very large derriere and the pants hanging down a little too far, caught it in the air, and got a nice ovation from the crowd.
You are alone on this one in that description. I am not covering. I'm not your wingman at all on that one. I'll tell you that much. 4 minutes even now remaining in the third period. Just outside the offensive zone, Badgers win a draw. Lindmark pulls it back as Gorniak brings it in. He has the puck taken off his stick. Badgers will regroup. Dexheimer back in his own zone. Sends it up to the middle to Gorniak, who lifts it high into the air, trying to dump it in. Instead, plays it over the glass. And so another stoppage and another faceoff.
Don't get sloppy, gentlemen. You've only got 3 minutes and 46 seconds. You're each going to have maybe one and a half shifts. This is the time when you have to be smart and quick.
So they'll do it right at center ice over the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff logo, controlled by the Golden Knights. And Alex Campbell will play it in the offensive zone. In fact, better than that, he'll send a cross ice pass. It was in the air, knocked out of the air by Mobley, taken over by Lindmark behind the net. Gives it off to Dexheimer. Ben has to spin away from trouble as Campbell watches him closely for the Golden Knights. Malmquist has his, Jugnauth has it taken right off his stick. Then it's wristed into his body, bounces out to center ice. Bantle, even with his long reach, couldn't get to it in time. And it's played past the Badger bench, over the glass, and out of play.
Taylor, looking for Mark Osiecki when he took that shot. It went just over Osiecki's head.
Badgers looking for their ninth win on the season, trying to make it two in a row here at this tournament. They won this event last year. Clarkson looking to get over the 500 mark. They're 8-8-2 on the season. Faceoff in front of the Clarkson bench. Comes towards the middle, and Erdahl scoops it up. He'll bring it into the offensive zone. The Clarinata puts on the brakes, slips, gets back to his feet, pins it up against the wall. Mersch is there as well, the captain for the Badgers. Squirts loose and goes over the glove of Kuhlemans and back into the Badger zone where Vorlicky now has it. Vorlicky to Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans has to take it back behind the net, being watched closely there by Bargholz. Long lead pass through the middle, finds Erdahl, gets it on the line. He's got Mersch up the middle, sends it to Stang, who was coming late, but that pass is broken up. And Clarkson has numbers coming the other way, bring it in over the line on the attack. Long wrist shot that just goes wide of the net. Moe looked like he was already ready to go for the glove side. It went back to the blocker side, but went wide of the net. Erdahl has it at center ice. He's checked down from behind. Kuhlemans tries to drag it through traffic in the middle, instead turns it over. Coming in on the attack was Gosselin, who has it poked off his stick. Mersch bumping with Goslin, and Vorlicky is there as well. Puck will go around to Kuhlemans, and Kuhlemans on the far side waiting as his teammates go for a line change, and Kuhlemans then just unforced air, turns it over at the blue line out of frustration, waves to the bench like, get me out of here, and somebody else come out on the ice. Dexheimer has it behind his own net. 2:05 and counting in the third period. Badgers trailing at 2-1. Jugnauth with a head of steam in over the line. Has it bounce off the wall and then out to center as Clarkson clears the zone again. They're just going to put up a brick wall right there at the blue line. Badgers need to get it past them and get it deep into the zone and go to work on the forecheck. Use that speed and skill, as Mark Osiecki and Tony Granato have mentioned to us both last night and tonight. in their own zone. The Badgers trying to break it out now. Instead, turn it over. It's played to the far side where Jugnauth will be the first one to it. Callen hustling after him to try to disrupt the flow.
Here comes the goalie.
Lucius now. Netminder Jared Moe out of the net. Drop pass for Caulfield. He'll play it down low to Lucius. Lucius tried a centering pass at the back of the cage. D. St. Paul is caught up in the back of the net momentarily. Now he'll camp out front. It's four bodies from each team try to pry it loose. It'll squirt all the way to the far side at the blue line. And Dexheimer will have to get it at center ice. Caulfield wrists it into the zone. Around the boards it goes to Lucius. On his backhand side, he's checked from behind. Can't get to the puck. Big hit delivered by Jugnauth. Dislodges the puck. It's sent down to the net. Save is made. Golden Knights clear it. Final minute of regulation play. An empty net for the Badgers. An icing call here on the Golden Knights as Kuhlmans goes back to get it. Wouldn't be surprised now if we see the Badgers use a timeout.
Good point. Don't know if they will or won't.
Not sure how long it's been for this Clarkson group out on the ice. They were in the middle of a change before the icing call. Everybody's looking towards the bench, fully expecting a timeout or to see if the Badgers are just going to make a change. Right now, none of them are heading towards the faceoff circle until Matthew D. St. Paul, who does, and he signals timeout, and the Badgers will do just that. Well, you know that Clarkson is clogging things up at the line, so you've got to, if it does come out of the zone, you've just got to dump it deep and get it past them because you're not going to be skating many things on a rush right past them at this point in the game, Ian.
You would like to have one or two players at full speed when you dump it in. It can't be one of those where they're all standing at the blue line waiting for you to dump it in. It's got to be people in motion to get behind the defenseman because if you don't want a foot race, you don't want a foot race.
Let's see who the Badgers send out here for the final 54.4. Imagine you see that top line probably out there, and on the other side of the boards, many of the names you would expect. East St. Paul, Kuhlmans, Bantle, Jugnauth all out there. Sam Stang as well, who we've seen quite a bit this weekend with a puck on his stick and a number of chances, including a few here tonight. Playing for the championship here, the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff, second annual event here at Five Surf Forum. Badgers winning it a year ago in the title game over Providence, trying to beat a team from the ECAC this time around in Clarkson. Golden Knights, who visited Madison a year ago, got a tie and then a 3-0 win over the Badgers in their series at the Kohl Center in Madison.
Okay, boys.
Brock Caulfield to take the draw for the Badgers. He's out there with D. St. Paul and Bantle.
Win
Cruz
the draw.
Lucius at the top of the circle.
Win the draw, take the shot into traffic. Have it go off Bantle's foot.
Well, they do that. Pull it back to Jugnauth. He'll have to wrist it around down low. Bantle helps it along to D. St. Paul. Tries to spin away from a check, and he does just that. D. St. Paul steers it over to Lucius. Lucius back to Jugnauth at the right point. Jugnauth trying to shake loose and find an opening. Throws it towards the net, bouncing around. D. St. Paul now has it. Plays it over to Kuhlmans at the far circle. To Jugnauth, a one-timer through traffic. Oh, and it almost bounced in off the defenseman, Dustin McFall, right out front. Instead, he gets it out of harm's way. But the Badgers keep it in the zone. From behind the net, D. St. Paul takes it to the far side. Gets it back to Kuhlmans at the point. To D. St. Paul, top of the far circle. Let's the wrist shot go right on. And the save is made by Ethan Hyder and leaves no rebound. Now 17.1 to go in regulation play.
I was a little surprised at how Clarkson played that because when the puck came out back to D. St. Paul, they left Carson Kuhlmans all by himself in front of the net. Had that been a low shot or what they call a pop shot pass off pot, off pad, there may have been a rebound, but Hyder's been equal to the task all night.
No changes made. Badgers keep the same group out there. Puck goes to the far boards. It'll come now finally back to the point, but Kuhlmans can't keep it in, and a chance and a rush at an empty net the other way is deposited in the back of the net by Eric Bergholtz. The Appleton, Wisconsin native seals the deal here for Clarkson with 5.1 to go on the clock. They now lead it 3-1 on their way to winning the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Championship.
And the mass exodus has started with only 5 seconds left.
Eric Bergholtz, who hails from Appleton, played for the Fargo Force in the USHL and graduated from Janesville Craig. With a happy homecoming for him, not so for the Badger faithful here tonight. They will see their team lose in this championship game. Puck is dropped, face off sends the puck back towards Hyder at the other end, who will scoop it up in his glove, raises arms towards the Raptors here at Fiserv Forum, as his team has just won the championship, knocking off the Badgers by the final of 3-1. Badgers put out the effort, had a couple of chances there down the stretch, but just couldn't find a way to get a pass Hyder or get that rebound or tip that they needed down the stretch.
And I think when you're playing from behind like that, you press maybe a little bit too much. That could be an issue.
Teams will shake hands here at center ice. There will be a trophy presentation with the Clarkson Golden Knights getting the cup this time around, and the donuts probably to boot if they handle that again, as they sent the Glazers the way of the Badgers last year when they were heading to the locker room in a memorable sight that we saw. But there will be a trophy presentation. Our post-game show, we'll have a recap of this one. We'll have all the stats for you. Have our player, our Everlight Solar player of the game, our energizing performer or performance of the game as well. And we'll talk with Badgers associate head coach Mark Osiecki, get you caught up on the scores around the college hockey world. As this one comes to a conclusion that was not what most of the fans here tonight at Fiserv Forum wanted to see, but still a good tournament nonetheless. Clarkson wins it by the final of 3-1. Back with the post-game show when we return here to Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with the lows around 23. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 27. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 14. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post-Game Show.
Head coach Casey Jones, along with his Clarkson Golden Knights out at center ice right now with the championship trophy and banner as they've been crowned the 2022 Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Champions here with a 3-1 victory over the Badgers. A couple of awards were handed out as well for individual players as we kick off our postgame show here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Most outstanding goalie of the tournament goes to Jared Moe of the Badgers, who gave up just 2 goals over the 2 games. The last one here tonight was an empty netter. The most outstanding defenseman, Tommy Passan of the Clarkson Golden Knights, he had a couple of assists. And the most outstanding forward going to Matthew Goslin, who had 3 goals, all 3 of those goals coming in the semifinal victory over the UMass Minutemen. But not to be outdone by those awards handed out are the ones we hand out here as well each game, starting with our Everlight Solar Player of the Game. Everlight Solar, save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Ian, who do you have as our Player of the Game?
Our Everlight Solar Player of the Game, despite the fact that he caused a couple turnovers, he was always around the net. He did get the 1 goal, which ended up being a shorthanded goal. And I just felt that Cruz Lucius got to a point where he played at the pace that he hasn't played at before. He was much faster tonight. He moved the puck a lot more tonight. And so Cruz Lucius, with his 1 shorthanded goal, is my Everlight Player of the Game. Cruz Lucius, the freshman who got his, 9th goal? 11th goal? What did he get? I can't remember now.
I got to scramble. I'm going to grab my sheet here again. Cruz Lucius, yes, it was his 8th goal of the season. Ties him for the team lead. So Cruz Lucius, the Everlight Solar Player of the Game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Also, we have our Energizing Performance of the Game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And who or what do you give as our Energizing Performance of the Game?
I kind of look back at 2 plays which are almost weird when you think about it, but I would give the penalty killers for the 5-minute major the Performance of the Game. They killed off 4 minutes of power play, despite the fact that they gave up a 5-on-3 in the first minute of the power play. They killed off the remainder of the 4 minutes and ended up getting a goal at the end of it. So I would venture to say that if there is anything that was a performance of the game, it would be the performance by the Wisconsin penalty killers, who did a marvelous job on that 5-minute major.
And doing so with one of their best penalty killers, Jack Horbach, the freshman forward, back home sick. So it was no easy task indeed. But the Badgers, despite that effort, with our Energizing Performance of the Game brought to you by Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badgers fall here by the score of 3-1 to Clarkson in this championship game in what was another great event here in year 2. Our postgame show continues here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. We'll talk with Badgers associate head coach Mark Osiecki, go through all the stats for you, get you caught up on the scores around the college hockey world, and have our calls of the game as well. 3-1 our final, Clarkson over the Badgers. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied.
So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the bests of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Back inside Fiserv Forum in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, Rob Ogle alongside Ian Perrin, where the Badgers fall tonight to Clarkson by the final score of 3-1. Let's get you caught up on the few scores that were going on around the college hockey world, starting here with the consolation game in the the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. That between the UMass Minutemen and Lake Superior State. UMass bouncing back from their loss to Clarkson in the semifinal with a 4-1 victory. Elsewhere, it was Sacred Heart 4-3 overtime over Mercyhurst with the victory. Long Island also going to